You are listening to KWMR Putley Station. I am Alexander McQuilkin.
And my name is Michael McQuilkin. And the reason I listen to KWMR is because they put on the Family Music Hour show for your listening pleasure.
I love to listen to all family singers.
KWMR welcomes local nonprofits to submit a public service announcement to be read on the KWMR airwaves, alerting listeners to upcoming services, needs, and virtual events. The submission form is online at kwmr.org/psa. That's kwmr.org/psa. This is Epicenter on KWMR, West Marin Community Radio. You can hear Epicenter at 5 p.m. on KWMR or listen to recent archives at kwmr.org. And I'm your host, Jeff Manson, and today I'm happy to say we are speaking with Will Bartlett, a part of the Bolinas Civic Group, which is an organization focused on communication, engagement, and supporting the citizens of Bolinas who wish to collaborate in open or closed forum. It's a platform for all citizens in Bolinas with no membership requirements or dues or opinions, and it's a platform for folks to work together. We're going to talk a little bit about how that works and some of the issues that the Bolinas Civic Group is already looking at down in Bolinas, including the Waterhouse Building, as we discussed last month, and some updates about the status of the post office, which is tangled in there. Lots to discuss. Not much time to do. Good morning, Will. Thanks for being here with us.
Good morning, Jeff. How you doing?
Good. I hope I characterized the Bolinas Civic Group appropriately there.
Well, you did just read what was on the webpage.
Cribbing from the webpage.
Yeah, I think you nailed it. I don't think I've changed the copy since the last time you probably looked at it. But the idea of how do we as a community communicate sort of like struck me primarily with the results of like, you know, let's find a way to talk. Let's find a way to like keep notes. Let's find a way to like collaborate, you know. And I think a lot of it, a lot of the sort of ideas around, you know, open or closed forums or no opinions, a lot of that stuff, I think for me, came from the ideas around the stuff that I picked up from the hearsay, you know, and Rafferty about, you know, let's just make a place for things to be discussed and engaged and like cataloged and, you know, and then provide some technology behind that to support that, you know?
Right. And it, you know, there's an analog, as you mentioned, to the Bolinas Hearsay News. I would say similarly to our orientation here at KWMR as a community radio station, there's this idea of not taking any one particular stance on a subject, which doesn't mean as an organization that we don't lean into the difficult topics,
right.
But rather the point of something like the Bolinas Civic Group, as I understand it, is to create a forum that is not only open and respectful and civil for everyone to be able to lean in and try to do some problem solving collectively, even when, especially when people are coming from different points of view, but also to provide a technological support as well to that. And I think that's something that you're doing really well with it. It was evident at the February 8th meeting that happened. We want to talk a little bit about that in a minute. But I appreciate that aspect.
Yeah, like where did it come from, right? It came from a billion emails, right?
Yeah.
Like a billion emails going around and like one thread, one person not on another thread. Like where did that email come from? Why is there, oh goodness. And then so I started looking at like, well, I mean, I've done this before. We do this in, you know, the corporate world, you'd have email groups, and how can we use email groups to sort of like collaborate? And then I was like, well, you know, if you have an email group, then you kind of need a domain name. If you need a domain name, you probably should pick something that's, you know, civil and can be, you know, not leaning in any one direction. And so then it sort of landed on this idea of like, you know, communication is key, right? Like if you can find a way to keep the conversations together, you know, sort of develop a little bit of responsibility around managing those conversations, and then use that as a central point for people to engage. And it started, you know, with the sort of Waterhouse, you know, thing for the, you know, but it kind of immediately to me, I realized there were so many other resources or there were so many other things that could leverage sort of like, I just need an email address for someone to email me. And I'd like to share that, you know, that inbox with others so that there's a place, you know.
Right, right. So this group can kind of serve as an aggregate of a lot of other big action groups that are happening in Bolinas. A lot of interest groups, advocacy groups can use this as a resource to communicate within their own cohort, but also with each other is what I noticed.
Yeah, you know, and it's not like I'm, you know, not trying to supplant, you know, organizations that already have websites or already have contact points. That's all well and good. But for a lot of these things I noticed that people are doing, it's a single person or a group of like three people. And if someone else wants to be involved, like how do they reach out? So right. I'm trying to, you know, ultimately just build support for the idea of let's communicate, let's talk, let's, you know, a central place that information could be shared. And I think the sort of test bed for this is, you know, the sort of Waterhouse complex.
Yeah.
You know, it sort of has really, this is the prototype here, right. And is working on it.
And we had Will and Melinda Stone here a few weeks ago talking about that. There are some developments that we're going to dive into in a minute. But I did just want to touch on these meetings that are being held. As I said, the first meeting was on February 8th. It was really well attended. I was down there at the community center. It was sort of to the brim, so to speak, standing room only.
Yeah.
And then there was one of the better hybrid meetings I've seen in terms of having Zoom involved. It wasn't as easy in the community forum sort of dialogue part where people were just speaking their minds out of the audience. It was that part I think we could spiff up a little bit. So people were talking. But beyond that, I was really impressed with the number of topics that were covered, the amount of engagement. And though the meeting sort of had as its focus the Waterhouse building, which for listeners out there who might not be familiar with it, that's a building on Brighton Avenue, suffered a bad fire almost 3 years ago in the summer of 2020. And it's a property, a complex that houses a lot of things, including our post office. We'll get into that in a minute. But one thing that I was struck by attending that February 8th meeting, and by the way, there's going to be the second meeting just 1 month later on March the 8th at the Bolinas Community Center and on Zoom as well.
6 p.m.
You can get information at BolinasCivicGroup.org, 6 p.m. We'll talk about that. But one thing I was struck by was the sort of emotional quality to the meeting. You know, we had this very ambitious agenda. We talked Eucalyptus Project, and then we heard from the Monarch Butterfly folks, and then we heard from someone with some idea about Starroot Farms and some of the area that's going unused. We had an update from the Bolinas Community Land Trust talking about the gas station maybe no longer being in their purview. We had Feed the People. We had down, you know,
parking,
all these
parking,
huge, huge amount. Kudos to you for keeping everything on track and folding it in. And within that, there was an emotional thing around it, I thought, just to see people together and seeing the ways in which the community of Bolinas is, as all communities are, is one in a state of flux and change. And coming out of this pandemic time where we haven't had as many opportunities to witness who's around, get to know new people who have moved to town, perhaps acknowledge those who have died. And Mark Butler, my friend, sort of presided over the beginning of the meeting and had this just lovely way of holding space at the beginning. And so I just wanted to quickly, we've got a lot to cover, but I wanted to just play a minute or so of Mark Butler introducing the meeting just to give folks just a feeling. I think we can all resonate with this emotional sense of looking forward, trying to make sense of a world that feels in many ways like a new one.
I have to breathe. I'm a very emotional person, and this is what you get. We haven't been together for 3 years. You know, we have gone through so much. The whole world has gone through so much. And there's people who have left us. New babies have been born. We are community. When it started 3 years ago, it was 6 feet apart and still together. Now we're 2 feet apart and we're still together, you know, which is a blessing that I really want us to feel, you know? So what I'd like to do is take a minute and feel each other, feel the people that have left us, feel the young ones that have joined us. I'd like to bring in Charlie Dougherty and his family, and Merita, who is in the hospital, and bring them in and bring all of this beauty, all the love, all the fact that we are still a community. John Rugella. And let's just take a moment and close our eyes, if you want, a minute, and let's just sit in silence and feel the beauty that we really have in our lives and the sadness and everything.
So that's just a little taste of the meeting that the Bolinas Civic Group hosted before a really impressive number of people, both in person and on Zoom. How many would you say total were in attendance?
I mean, I think looking around the room in person, you know, as you said, standing room only, I don't think we, I would say maybe 150, almost 200 in person. A lot of people came in and out, but then... online, we unfortunately hit our max limit of Zoom subscribers, and we were getting text messages in the middle of the meeting, like, I can't get in, we're like, so that's well over 100. And I checked logs after the fact and, to see how many people tried and weren't able to get through the gate. And it was, about 150 people total were attempting. Yeah. So that's, let's say 300, almost, 350, and, the beautiful part, I think, about, the part we just heard from Mark is that, to support the sort of hybrid, this hybrid idea, of having video and having a meeting in that way. More than anything, I wanted to make sure we got a lot of topics squared away. We got a lot of information out there, but also that we gave space for that kind of humanness that needs to occur. And I thought it was really
palpable.
No, but it really, I just wanted, it's like the beauty of combining sort of modern strict technology regimes with people was something that was goal of mine. And I felt that was felt both in the room, and also a lot of the responses I got from people that were remote also said that they really felt the heart coming through as well, which was, to me, I felt that was a super good success, and I was very pleased that it, went the way that it did, because, I've heard a lot of really good feedback about it being a way that this can work going forward. And I think it's valuable because there's a lot of people in the community who may not come down from the Mesa often, or may have other, be in other places at other times. And so it really did offer up a lot of opportunity for a lot of people that I had never met before to be engaged in ways that was really, rewarding and informing for them as well. So,
and I've just witnessed anecdotally walking around town, people mentioning the meeting, talking about it, being invigorated in their work because of that meeting, being critical of the meeting in their ways, being engaged. I mean, that's the important thing to me. Wherever people are coming from with all of this, it's a huge number of things that people are looking at in Bolinas. And just to speak to the mechanics of social political activism in a place like Bolinas, it's an unincorporated part of the county, and we talked about this at length in the last segment. A lot of these projects fall into some gray areas where it really does require an ad hoc group of community people there. These aren't necessarily elected officials, although I saw some of Dennis Rodoni's aides were at the meeting, taking notes, bringing notes to Dennis, and I'm excited to speak with Dennis about some of these projects. They're talking about, in addition to the ones that were officially presented, there's this potential projects list. It's just daunting. A pool committee, thinking about the community power grid, thinking about downtown Bolinas as being a historical district. A disaster council is an ongoing project here, but continuing to keep engagement with that. Thinking about infrastructure in terms of sea level rise. There was mentions of the gas station. It can feel really daunting at whatever scale, whether we're thinking about problems that need to be solved at the global level all the way down to one small community. But to me, the very encouraging thing is to see that there are a lot of people who are passionate about these different projects and are working on them. I want to make sure we have some time to speak about the Waterhouse Building. That was sort of the center of that meeting on February 8th. And as I understand it, you have some potential updates for our listeners about what's going on with the post office.
Well, you know, just a sort of high level, you know, I think the I'll go back to the meeting again. I think the meeting, you know, there was an opportunity for a lot of folks to talk about, you know, what their dreams were, what their ideals were. And we captured a lot of information. Also, there were online forms that, you know, people could fill out and put notes in. We captured that information, too. All of that sort of combined together to sort of like say, here's the taste, an initial taste of what, you know, the community is interested in, which was great. And then the second part is then, well, okay, now what do I do, right? So through this, you know, through the platform, you know, a lot of people, I had some email addresses, I still have them there on the website where you can say, I want to be engaged. And so we were able to collect those folks. And a lot of folks bubbled up and sort of talked about how they wanted to be involved. And apropos to, you know, the beauty of an online platform that starts with an N and ends with an OR, lots of people have a lot of concerns that were popping up. So there was another opportunity to sort of promote, like, email this link and we're going to get involved. And so we did a group of people last night did have a meeting, which was great. It was the sort of first kickoff of what we're now calling the, you know, the Waterhouse Complex Planning Group, right? Which is this sort of contact point of the idea that one, it is a complex. It's not just the Waterhouse Building. It's not just the post office. It's not just Don's and, you know, that parking lot. It's this whole thing. And, you know, what are the next steps? So that was pretty good. And I'll be getting notes out to the public about that meeting and about, you know, our next steps. And of course, if people do want to be involved, go to the website. There's some links to the projects page and there's some links to how to connect and we'll get you involved. But from what I'm seeing, that part's working. And that part feels really good, right? People are connecting and they showed up last night and we're talking and now we're like, wow, and it's really great. And there was a great group of people to sort of suss out. And we even came up with a name, which was good because, you know, it's always hard to align on names. Are you looking at my notes?
Yeah, and
here?
I'm not going to announce all the names on the air to people, but just looking at it and knowing a lot of people in Bolinas, I will say that these are folks that are coming from a lot of different social spheres. For a small town, and I think this is true across small towns, you know, in other places in West Marin and elsewhere, you have these circles, social and socioeconomic class circles, unfortunately, you know, ethnic circles, so to speak, all these different places where people don't necessarily interrupt. And I'm looking at the list that you have in front of me, and these are folks that are from a variety of zones, culturally speaking, Bolinas coming together. So kudos to you about that as well.
Yeah, it's a great start. And I think that, you know, we, you know, I mean, after you realize, you know, it what is it? It takes a village? Was that the phrase? Yeah. Takes a village, takes a mountain? I don't know. Well, let's get into the nuts and bolts. So because of this and this tool and my outreach to folks, one of the benefits is that people are starting to provide me information, which is good. I'm able to capture the information on the project page. So I've gotten some information from the post office. So where's the press release? I got a press release this morning at 8:30 in the morning about the closure of the Bolinas Post Office on Friday, March 3rd, suspended at the close of business on Friday, March 3rd, 2023. I'm just going to read through it real quick. The suspension is due to the non-renewal of the lease of the property where the Bolinas Post Office is housed. During the suspension period, P.O. Box service will be at Alima. And should you desire alternative delivery services, please contact Postmaster Roosevelt. The full text of this document is available on the website to read. But I think that's a pretty interesting wake up to.
Yeah. You know. So what does that mean exactly for Bolinas Postal customers, as far as you can tell from this press release from the U.S. Postal Service?
I'll talk about it personally. I got to drive to Alima now to get my mail.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
like that's just straight up, right?
Right.
Like that's the, well, the, you know, there's a lot of complexity, I think, to why the post office has to shut its doors for now. Right. Yeah. And I think the impact to a town like Bolinas is that, you know, the post office is one a community hub. It's a place where everybody meets, but also it's a place where everyone gets their mail and everyone gets their packages and everyone gets everything.
Yeah.
It's not a short drive to Olema.
No.
And just for listeners, Stinson was out of the question because of the scale of the services at Bolinas would not be able to be provided at the Stinson post office.
Ah, but could be in Olema somehow. They seem comparably small, but I'm not a postal expert. I mean, I think it bears mentioning as well, you know, like it or not, we're increasingly in rural parts of California are ordering things online.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, there's a whole politic to that. I don't want to dive into that. I think about that. I think about
prescription medicines, normal basic goods,
all kinds of things. And then there's also the additional complication of the fact that there is not currently reliable public transit between Bolinas and the northern part of West Marin coming up to Point Reyes Station and
to
Olema.
Yeah, so, all the way around the loop.
So you've got to have a driver's license or know somebody who could get you there. And so it's a difficult situation. And
it's compounded. I think, you know, I think the important part is there's a connection, of course, to this property and the securing of a lease. But they're unfortunately, it's like they're separate but also attached issues. You know, there's a need for the post office to do renovations anyway, which was already a couple months ago. We were, you know, that was on the table that there was going to be some work that was going to be done. And now it's, you know, now it's because of the lease, you know.
Right. So to clarify, because there has been a lot of information swirling around out there. There was some remediation of asbestos tiles that needed to happen in the post office, but that is at this time not the primary reason why this branch is closing.
Yeah, from the press release this morning from the United States Postal Service, dated February 23rd, it's due to the non-renewal of a lease at the property where the Bolinas post office is housed.
Yeah. There is some conjecture also out there that I'll share, and I'm curious your opinion on, Will Bartlett, that this non-renewal of the lease at the post office, and the post office being, as we say, this really important resource for a Bolinas community, there are some that would suggest that that non-renewal of the lease is intended to try to force a quick sale on the part of Greg Welsh Associates. Do you think there's anything to that idea? I know, of course, this is in the realm of conjecture, and I want to recognize that. I'm just curious your opinion about that in the broader dynamic of the building.
Well, I think that it's complicated for, let's say, I think a property owner who has a building in the state, such as the Waterhouse. I think that's difficult. I think also that there's a relationship with, you know, this, you know, sort of government entity that is the U.S. Postal Service that has conditions and things around, you know, having a post office exist.
Right.
I wouldn't speculate on, you know, the idea that it's somehow, you know, being a tool. But I do think that there's a complexity to it. I think that if I, you know... Oh man, yeah, no.
It's nuanced.
It's a nuance. I think it's hard. The response, everyone will say that the situation with the Waterhouse building and the complex is complicated.
Yeah.
And I think it's actually really complicated. And I think it's important for people to look at all sides of the scenario, right? If you're looking at it from the Postal Service, I think people, you know, to remind the idea that, you know, the Postal Service is going through massive changes right now and cost-cutting measures.
Yeah, at the federal level.
Right. And the press release actually says, like, hey, as we're doing these things, please keep in mind that the Postal Service has a 10-year mandate to become profitable, and that's maybe why these changes are happening.
Right.
Which is also a little bit of a tell that there's stuff going on there. If there's a lot of influence, I think every person who looks at the problem of the Waterhouse needs to maybe just stretch a little bit out and think about the other problems from the people that are also involved as well.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that it's easy to fall into the trap of, you know, this is happening or that's happening because of this. But I think that things are happening. And I think more importantly is and I'm going to flip it back on the positivity of it, like as a community, what can we do to say that we as a community want to make this complex something for our town? And so, like, what can we do and how can we engage and how can we connect and how can we talk about what we would like it to be and how do we get there, right?
Right.
Irregardless of whether or not the post office is going to shut down permanently or for good or for whatever, or whether or not there's an issue with the landowner or landlord, you know, turning the screws. I think that none of that really matters. I think what matters is there is an opportunity. And you know, and let's work through the details and the complexity and see how difficult or how not difficult it would be to make it something for the community.
Yeah, well said. And I'd say that West Marin as a whole, Bolinas in particular, as a gem in the gem field of West Marin, it's a very well-resourced place in many ways, both financially well-resourced individuals there. There's a huge range, of course. But also, I would say the brain trust of Bolinas is really impressive. Brain trust of West Marin. So this... We should be using those resources.
Well, you know, I just, I was, you know, I think about, you know, 30 some odd years ago, early 70s, you know, when there was a group of individuals who came to town and there were things like a Bolinas Community Plan was created and there was ideas around, you know, what can we do as individuals to embrace our community in a way that is effective and can have, you know, roots that can last. And I look at all that as stuff that we, as youngers, if you will, have embraced. And now there's another opportunity to embrace that kind of civic engagement to ensure that the next generation of individuals of Bolinas will get to reap the rewards of the gem of West. I don't want to say that others aren't gems of West Marin. Yeah. There's a lot of gems in West Marin. It's a gold mine of beauty out here.
I think another to add to that point, I think it's like we have a really strong foundation of civic engagement out here. Great examples to build upon and to do so in a way that takes into account some of the ways in which West Marin in 2023 is different than West Marin was in 1972. Is also important, and I think it's possible. So, well, we've just about run out of time. I want to share some more of those nuts and bolts info with our listeners. If you caught this episode just partway through, it broadcasts again at 5 p.m. today. And if you want to get more information about the Bolinas Civic Group, you can check out BolinasCivicGroup.org. It's a beautifully designed website. I'll say lots of good, clear information there. And if you want to communicate with them and get involved, information@BolinasCivicGroup.org. Would you say that's the best email for people?
Yeah, that's fine. Or just, and if you want to get a hold of me, it's Will@BolinasCivicGroup.org.
Yeah.
The BolinasCivicGroup.org, for the record, is Will.
Is Will.
Is
yeah.
Will.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And, you know, but I appreciate the sentiment that this is a goal about providing resources to all these groups. This is not about controlling the narrative. No. It's not about being in charge of any one of these projects, but I do think that you bring some skills to our community that are needed, and I encourage folks to get involved if they want to. There's a lot of work to be done.
Yeah, there's. I really like helping to get communication flowing, and I really appreciate like a chance to talk about that with you. Let's, you know, keep it up and get involved, everybody. Get involved.
Right on.
I'm here to help.
Well, I think we'll leave it there. Will Bartlett, thank you so much for making the treacherous trek up to Point Reyes from Bolinas today.
No problem, Jeff.
And appreciate you joining us, and we'll hopefully have you guys here regularly on KWMR.
Thank you, Jeff.
Epicenter is a series dedicated to West Marin news and information. If you have ideas for topics, email programming@kwmr.org. You can stream the audio archives of Epicenter shows on our homepage, kwmr.org. Gypsy woman told my mama on the day I was born, you got a poor child coming, be a son of a gun.
gonna make little girls jump and shout. Then the world will know what it's all about. I am. Everybody knows.